Hey, 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 good people. This is your girl, Prophetess Hill. Suz, I pray that you are all doing well on this day, wherever you may be around the globe. I pray that you are all doing well. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, and I hope you will rejoice and be glad in it. As you come on today, just sow the seed of sharing. Sow wherever you may be listening from, whether it's YouTube, whether you may be listening from the podcast, but sow the seed of sharing. Share with someone else who might need to hear a word from the Lord. This is Mental and Love Notes 101. Mental and Love Notes 101. And I want to make a correction on the last episode that I spoke about, Walking in Your Authority Series 1. I said the book of Luke 14, but actually it was Luke 4. Luke chapter 4. Please make correction. Charge it to my head, not my heart. Luke chapter 4. And it was talking in regards to Jesus healing people in Capernaum. Luke chapter 4. And I'm going to come from series two on today from that same book, Luke chapter 4. And I'm going to start at the 34th verse, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the Holy One of God." When you walk in your authority, even the enemies are subject to you. When you walk in your authority, even the enemy are subject. The enemy, the demons, the Satan himself, they know who God is. So when you walking in your authority, you represent the kingdom of God. Yes, there are a lot of people that's throwing the word of kingdom around, and they saying kingdom, 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 kingdom. But what kingdom are we speaking about? I'm speaking about the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of darkness. So when we walking in the holy virtue of God himself by way of Holy Spirit, we can move and operate in our authority. Your authority was established for the foundation of the world had even begun. He said, "I have given you the keys of the kingdom. I have given you the keys that you can bind and you can loose. So whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The question is, what are you binding and what are you loosing? Who are you following? What are they leading you to? Because if you're following God, you're following the King of Jesus, guess what? They're going to lead you to power and authority. It's going to lead you in the operation of manifestation and seeing the things of demonstration. God is going to lead you to the right way, not the wrong way. Even in Psalms 1, we read on last week, it said, "Walk not into the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners." You walk in your authority by not sitting in the seat of the scornful. Scornful, those who mock it, those who jeer, those who like to make accusations and mocking and hasty stuff. You saying all this wrong stuff, but God said, don't even sit in the seat of the scornful. What is your delight in? What is your delight in? Is your delight in the law of the Lord? Or your delight is in the law of man? What is your delight in? Be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, bearing fruit. Bearing, B-E-A-R-I-N-G, not bearing, B-A-R-R-E-N. Because some people are bearing, they're not bearing anything. Whose image are you modeling? Whose image are you modeling? Because the Bible tells us to prosper in all things, we must be in the image of God. We must bear the image of God. We must bear the authority of God. Even in the midst of when Jesus came to Capernaum, the city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day, even in the midst of when he began, they was astonished at his doctrine, for his word was not his word was with power, his word was with authority. And in the synagogue, there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and it cried with a loud voice. The spirit cried with a loud voice because it knew his time was up. He knew that Jesus was not going to let that spirit torment that man. "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the Holy One of God." Even the enemy is subject to Christ. 35 says, "And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him." Why did Jesus tell him that? Hold thy peace and come out of him. Be muzzled. Be muzzled. Shut your mouth. It's not time for you to speak. Hold thy peace and come out of him. Jesus told him to hold his peace and be quiet because he was getting ready to speak before it was time for him to speak. Come out of him. Why was it that enemy, that demon, who knew who Jesus was because he knew him from the foundation of the world, who Jesus was. He understood the authority that Jesus walked in and was wondering, was he coming to destroy him? But Jesus said, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, because the enemy is not going to leave, he's not going to leave properly. He's not going to leave peacefully. He's going to come and he's going to do what he can and try to make you feel bad for even having to leave your body. It said, and when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Even though he threw you down, and even though sometimes the enemy will throw you down, even though sometimes the enemy will put you down, even though the enemy will sometimes make you look like you a bad person. But guess what? He said, even though he threw him down, he could not hurt him. He could not hurt him. Because Jesus wouldn't allow him to hurt him. He said, come out. And when he said, come out, you got to come out. You may come out with an attitude, but you got to come out. Because the authority has already spoken to come out. And in the midst of that, 36 said, and they were all amazed. The people who stood around were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirit, and they come out. What are you speaking? What are you speaking? What authority are you using? Who authority are you using? Are you in the kingdom of heaven? Or are you in the kingdom of darkness? Because the enemy can speak stuff too. It would be contrary to the word of God. But it said, what a word is this? For with authority, walking in your authority, walking in your power, walking in your possession, walking in with the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What a word is this? For with authority and power, not just authority, because we can say a lot, but when we walk with authority and power by knowing who we are and whose we are, Ephesians 3 and 20 said, and now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh in us. He commanded the unclean spirits. He didn't play with the spirits. Catch that in the Holy Ghost. He didn't play with the spirits. He didn't toy with the spirits. He wasn't tormented by the spirits. But he commanded the unclean spirits and they came out. 37 said, and the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. The fame of Jesus. The fame of him. They reported about him. They talked about him. They shared about him. They shared how even the enemy was subject. The unclean spirits was subject to his name, to his authority, to his command. The fame of him. He didn't go out making his own self great. He didn't go out making his own name great. They said the fame of him went out in every place of the country. Round about the fame of him, and immediately effect of his fame is reflected even as we see in scripture. They had to talk about it. Some accepted him, some rejected him, but nobody could deny the power and the authority that Jesus used, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. Who out of all can speak of a great fever but the physician Luke? Luke began to speak of his skill set and how he properly walked in the element of what he was called to do. He began to say she had a great fever. So that means that thing was growing worse. And they besought him for her. So even after Jesus would get finished casting out demons and unclean spirits, leaving out of the synagogue where they was taking place, he entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife, mother, his mother-in-law was taken with a great fever, and they besought Jesus for her. Luke's description of the fever as great may reflect on his knowledge and his current medical terminology. He understood what he knew. So don't try to take away from somebody who knows what they know. If they done went to school for it, yeah, we pay for degrees. But the callings and elections of God are sure by his foundation, about what he called us to do. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever. Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever. Most of the time, we don't rebuke fevers. Most of the time, we want to medicate folks, self-medicate. But Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. See, one thing about Jesus, when he walked in his authority, things had to happen. Things, whether he commanded, whether he rebuked it, whether he dismantled it, it had to follow the instructions of the one who was speaking in authority and power. He stood over her. And he rebuked the fever, and it left her. It didn't say many days. He didn't say, and it left her. And immediately, there we go again. And immediately, straightway, forward. And immediately, no delay. And immediately, no hindrance. And immediately, she arose and ministered unto them. Whether her ministry was serving, whether her ministry were praying, whether her ministry were whatever it was, she rose and she began to do what she was called to do. She wouldn't allow her, Jesus wouldn't allow a fever to have her bound. So what is keeping you bound? Are you walking in your authority to remove it and rebuke it? You have that power. Jesus gave you that power. He went and took it from the keys from Hades, and he put the authority and the power back in our hands. What are you doing with it? How are you utilizing it? How are you putting forth and walking in your authority? Then we get mad because things are not happening the way we wanted them to happen, but we get mad at the wrong one. You can need to get mad at yourself, because Jesus said, I already given you the authority. I'm not coming back down into the earth realm to do what I done gave you the authority to do. So what are you doing with it? Stop crying over it. Stop pacifying it and speak to it. Command it to leave. Command it to be done. Command it. Go throughout your house. Go throughout your job. Go in your car. Go wherever in the marketplace, wherever you are in the community, and start anointing stuff. Put anointing oil on your own self. And then when you begin to move and go about, people get subject to the power that's on you, because you are now allowing God to move and do first. You walk in your authority. The same way Jesus has already modeled this authority for us, he done wrote out a template for us to be able to do, and do the same thing he do with power and authority. Why are we not operating in it? That's a question for you to answer for yourself. Even down to not only the unclean spirits subject to him, but even fever had to leave at his command. Jesus lived a consecrated lifestyle each and every day. That's why when he was able to speak, things happened, and they happened immediately, suddenly, instantaneously, because Jesus knew his authority and he knew the power that he possessed. Do we understand the same thing? Are we confident in the same thing? Philippians 1:6 said, being confident that the very thing that he begun in us, he's going to complete it. Are you confident in what he's giving you to do? Walk in your authority. Walk in your authority. Who cares what other people say? Who cares how other people feel? Who cares if they don't get with you? Who cares if they're not pleased with you? Long as God is pleased, that's all that matters. And long as you ask the Father, have I executed the assignment that you have placed in my hands with the excellency of your glory? And long as God say yes, and long as God give you the unction to function, then you don't have to worry about no one else. When you worry about people, you compromise your call. When you worry about people, you compromise your call. When you worry about what they're going to say, how they're going to say it, when they're going to say it, who cares? Do what God called you to do. Walk in the excellency of what God had placed in your hands to do, and then leave the consequences to Him. Walk in your authority. Walk in your authority and your power. Walk in obedience. Continue to keep the right posture. Continue to keep the right attitude. Because when you do these things, then you're going to see God's hands move and answer to your request. Don't forfeit what God has put in your hands to do because you refuse to move out of the way. Walk in your authority in the proper alignment of your authority, and God will move every time. I prophetically speak to this to you. If you do according to the word that God has placed upon your hands to do, everything that He has asked you to do shall be done. He called us into the vineyard. He chose us for this purpose. He chose us for this call. He chose us for this assignment. Walk in it. Walk in your authority. Nobody's coming to rescue you. Walk in your authority and rescue yourself. God has a plan, and He has made you part of the plan. But you have to execute the power and the authority that you have by being a born-again believer, by being bought with a price, by being in blood covenant relationship with the Father Himself, that now you can call Him Abba. Do according to what Abba have called you to do. This is your girl, Prophetess C.L. Suggs, with Series 2, Walk in Your Authority. Peace and love.